There are a few things as wonderful to do in our fair city on a beautiful summer night as to take in one of the many outdoor productions. While the weather might not be cooperative and occasionally insects or rowdy neighbors can interrupt a quiet, tranquil moment, when all of the stars align, the experience can be sublime and transcendent. Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors kicks off Richmond Shakespeare's summer season at Agecroft Hall. On opening night, Artistic Director Jan Powell paid tribute to longtime Director of Education Cindy Liffick, who has stepped down from her position in order to create her own educational endeavor. Cindy is a longtime friend whose work I've enjoyed for years, and I am eager to see where the future will take her, and I can honestly say that Richmond has been made a much better place by her efforts. So much of the play is perched on the shoulders of the twin brothers, each named Antipholus, played by the tandem of Jonathan Conyers and Matt Lipscomb. Their emotions run from perplexed to put upon, with a little touch of rage and bewilderment thrown in. In order for the comedy to work, they have to play every moment straight, and they manage to maintain a connection to the real world that sets the whole play into motion. I won't be able to list all of the supporting cast, but a few of note are Thomas L. Cunningham as the Duke, check out his part of the curtain speech prologue, David Janosik and Irene Kuykendall in dual roles, Alexandra Wiles as Luciana, Barry Pruitt as Aegeon, and Jodie Strickler as the Abbess. Molly Hood as Adriana has a great turn as she tries to figure out why her husband seems so possessed by madness. I've always thought Hood was a fine actress, often enjoying her dramatic turns and always hoping she could sink her teeth into a good comedy role, and I really got my wish this time. For my two ducats, the evening belongs to the two Dromios, John Minks and James Murphy. Minks is quickly carving out a name for himself in both dramas and comedies, and Murphy comes across as a very young Rowan Atkinson. His approach to comedy is very entertaining, and I will be looking forward to more of his work in the future. On the technical side, Liz Hopper's costumes are very strong, draping and finery that must be tough on a hot summer night. B.J. Wilkinson's lights are very nice and present their own set of challenges, illuminating in twilight and then in the darkness of night. Cellist Michael Knowles provides lively music to keep the tempo bright. Director Steve Perrigard has worked diligently to keep the pace brisk and the laughs big. Physical comedy does not come easily to most actors, indeed most directors, so to get his ensemble to commit to the deliciously manic demands of the script should be considered a real victory. The Comedy of Errors, while not one of my favorite plays by Shakespeare, is still a lot of fun and offers you a chance to spend a beautiful summer night watching talented actors dance and convort and leave you breathless from laughter. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.